Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
what the Lord has done for me. For the many ways that you made, I
thank you, Jesus.
Keeping me day by day, I want to say
thank you.
Kenny Lattimore. Amen.
Lying asleep. Highly favored, rejoicing the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. How are you doing, beautiful man of God?
Amen. I am blessed and highly favored today. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have a great word. Welcome, women of God, daughters of the King, and all listeners. The word tonight is the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And I'll be coming out of 1 John 2:12-14. Amen. I'll be in a topical Bible. So let's get into the word. We serve a mighty and an awesome God, and I thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank him for the word. Thank him for who he is, and thank him for him to call us out of darkness into a glorious light. I'm writing you, you little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. That's verse 13. I'm writing for you, the Father, because you know who him, who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. Verse 14. I write to you, Father, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. This was the last prayer of this week. The reason which the sandwich was the sermon on the prayer, the sermon on the mount, I mean the sermon of the word of God, that these are the two greatest meaning, grace that God used to conform the image of the Son of God. And that's Romans 8:29 and Colossians 3:10. Let's look at an independent prayer through the word of God. In the Bible, God speaks to us, and then prayer. We speak to him, and then the two independent in their effectiveness. The scriptures teach us how to pray and shows us what to pray and how to pray and tells us the basic prayer and fill us with the encouragement that God hears our prayer. And the prayer applies through the scriptures to ourselves. Now, I'm going to bring something in. In Isaiah 55:11, he said, when we pray the word of God, he said, my word will never turn void but comes to what I sent out to do. So when we pray the word of God, that's all power and the glory of God, the mouth of God. So you're giving the word back to God. It's not throwing it to God, but he said, pray. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he said, pray without ceasing, but giving thanks to him. And let your request be made known. A lot of people say, oh, I'm tired of praying. Prayer is the open line to God. And now I'm going to give you a little scenario. Have you ever got a problem and nobody answered the phone? The phone disconnected? They don't have time to speak. But listen, with God, in John 15:1, abide in me and I in you, we become one. We have an open line to a mighty God, omnipresent. Amen? So
Amen.
Prayer shows us there is no lack. Sometimes when you don't know what to pray, go in the closet, just sit with God, let him minister to you, and he will give you what to pray. Even when the people that speaks in tongues, that is not about to impress anyone. It is a prayer. The prayer is to go up to God. And a lot of people say, and when you get in front of people, that the enemy don't know what you're praying. Angels don't know what you're praying. That is an open line to God, and that is a gift, okay? And we don't use that gift to get in front of God. Prayer is essential for your life, amen? Prayer can change in a second, amen? Let's go back. Prayer tells us the basic prayer and will fill us with encouragement that God hears our prayer. And prayer applies to the scripture, to ourselves and others. It turns the word of God into prayer, and it pleads for help for God in understanding the meaning of the word, a living the word. So prayer and the word are independent in the ways that help us to conform to Christ. You know, in Romans 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. How to transform is the word of God. You have to read the word, to know who you are, to know who God is. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So when we get to praying, we're going to make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We always can go, if we have made a mistake or sin, we can still go to Psalm 51 and repent. That's a repentance prayer. Amen. So nobody is perfect. I want you to understand that. No one is perfect. We are human beings. We make mistakes. Only perfect one was Jesus Christ. That's why God sent Jesus. Look at strong by the word. God wants us strong by his word, not our word, not what your mother knows, not what this person knows. We're strong through God. Amen? Okay. This verse, it focuses on today's 1 John 2:14b. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And if you have overcome the evil one, this is the second time John says this. In the middle verse 13, he said, I'm writing to the young men because you have overcome the evil one. So that the second time he says it, for emphasizing, I think, he doesn't just say they have overcome the evil one. He says more things about them. They are strong, and the word of God abides in them. I think mention both of these because of the answer. Why you they have overcome the devil because they are strong in the word. And other answers how they are strong by the word of God abiding in them. And that's John 15:1. We have to abide. You know, a lot of people run from God, but you have to abide. Okay? This is not just true of young men. John Singleton called them out. I think because they tend to call all Christian children so often, 14 times in this letter, that he wanted to make sure they know he is aware of the old man, the father. The young man is the church, and they are the warring to be fought with sin and Satan. And that there is a special role for men in the battle. But a principle is the same for even Christian, old and young, man and woman. The evil one, the devil, is conquered by the strength that comes from having the word of God in your life and abiding in the word. That is mainly the point I want to emphasize today. Our strength to triumph over the evil one comes from the word of God abiding in us. If you don't get anything else, please, yet, your strength to overcome the evil one comes from having the word of God abiding in you. That's 1 John 2:4. My prayer is that you be willing and sensitive to you the years to come and become more and more biblical, saturated. May the Lord say to you at the end of 2023, you are strong and in the word of God and abiding in him. And you have overcome the evil one. Turn that. Now your victory. The victory of God is in the word of God over Satan. There are two activists of Satan that the word enables us to overcome. I think all the faith destroys effect and the summon up under these two actors. One is Satan's accusation. Now, in the word of God, now, Revelation 12:10, it said the accuser of the brethren. See, it's not the people, it's an accuser of the brother. So where the accuser of the brother comes, it comes from Satan. Amen? The Amen. Other is temptation. He accused us with the sin that we had already done. But see, your sins is covered by the blood of the Lamb and Father. Okay. The blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. He accused us with the sin we have already done, and he tempts us with sin we have not yet. We're going to take a break right quick.
All
take
right.
a break, Pastor.
Okay, I'm
we'll
playing a song here.
How we overcome. Wait a minute, darling.
All right.
Darling.
I'm playing a song here called I'm Blessed by Charlie Wilson.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I see I'm doing
How to overcome and have victory over Satan. You know, he always comes with different schemes, and he wants God's people to be like puppets, but I'm going to show you how we're going to overcome him through the word of God. Amen? I just told you about his two accidents of how Satan gets. Okay. The first one, I just went back. I'm going to go back to what I just spoke about, Revelation 12:11. Yeah. Revelation 12:10, he is the accuser of the brother. It just said people. A lot of people think when you're going through things, it's the people, but it's Satan have targeted someone to come against you. And just like it, look in the word of God, when Satan came at Jesus, it wasn't Peter, but let me tell you, the biggest fall was Judas. Judas took 30 pieces of silver, 30 pieces, and he could not repent. God gave him a chance, but he got his own fill of blood, okay? He was paid to hand Jesus over. That's the same thing in your life. Satan comes with someone that tries to do things to you. If Jesus went through, you know we're going to go through the same thing. But let's look in the word of God again. Okay. Tax of us, Satan. He accused and attempted us. He accused us with what the sin we have done. Our sins have already been covered by the blood, lamb, and the word of testimony. Justification have been came. That's in Jesus Christ. When you've been justified, that means you have not sinned. Your slate has been wiped clean. Amen? So,
amen.
And he tempts us to do something. He tempts us, yes, he's the tempter. God, he tests us. Now, I want you to understand, God does not tempt anyone. It is Satan that's the tempter. Okay? God tests us to bring out the best character. Satan tempts us. He wants to deform us with sin. Deforms mean to bring accusation, accusing, to not doubt God. He wants us to have fear. That's false evidence seems real. When we have faith in God, we can move mountains, okay? Because we're trusting in Almighty God. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's Almighty God. He's El Shaddai. He's Elohim. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkim, Jehovah Roth. He has over 250 names. He is the Abba. Amen? He is our everything
Amen.
We need. That's why he Jesus, just us. Me, us, and Jesus, so he put us back in right standing. That means we're back in the fold, the sheepfold, okay? Now we're looking at the prodigal son. The prodigal son went and wasted all his money. Now, we're not going to get in there. That's another point. He wanted his now. He didn't supposed to receive his money. He didn't supposed to receive the gift over the first son. The first son, he didn't understand it. The son had went and swallowed. He almost slept and ate with pigs. But Jesus, the same Jesus, still waiting. When a lot of people have failed, he wants his daughters as son to come back. Prodigal means you went off without God. You didn't want things in this world, okay? And that's what the enemy, I want mine now. But see, when Psalm 40, it said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry and brought me out of harbor pit, out of murder clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going to put a new song in my mouth. It's a waiting period. You go to the doctor, you got to wait. But the enemy wants you to rush. Get you distracted. Get you offset in course. Don't care if you hear from God. But when you sit with God, he says, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. Okay, amen? So when these things happen, the enemy comes at you, you've got to have backup to the word of God. You got to know I am protected, healed, delivered, restored, restoration. I have been justified. You tell the enemy, not today, Satan, and no other day, I belong to a mighty God. Jesus bought me with a high price. I had to tell a lot of persons that came to me, well, I give you this and I give you that. You can't give me what Jesus have given. Jesus gave his life for me. It was an ultimate price. Yes, I make mistakes. But I know who I get victory from. I know where I'm healed from. I know where I'm delivered from. I know who laid down his life. I know where I received salvation. Okay? So when you look at your life, you got to start standing down, putting your feet down. I'm not going for this today. Just certain places and things will try to pay you, and that's to get you off standing course. It's all right to have a job. I was listening to a young lady, and I don't want to bring it up to pray on this situation. If anybody want to pay you and you know it's wrong for what they're trying to get you out your character, okay? Get you out your character. And that's what the enemy did. He want to put shame, guilt, and condemnation. But there's no condemnation that those who are in Christ, okay? There's no condemnation that those are in Christ, okay? Even the ones in Christ, we fail a lot as well. That's why we need Jesus. Amen. All right, let's go.
Amen.
All right. Well, John teaches us that the word of God abides in us in a way that conquers the evil. On both of these acts, let them one time and see how the word works both on to triumph. And 1 John 15:56-57, it said, the sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gave us victory. Victory already been won. A lot of people tell me, I do this and I do that. You don't do anything. Because in Zechariah 4:6, it's not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by a spirit. The spirit of a living God that works in us. Our victory, every day you ought to wake up and say, I win. I triumph in Christ. I have victory. I am an overcomer. I am a daughter or a son of King. I cannot lose because I have a God that never lost a battle. Amen?
Amen.
So let's look at the all right. The victory of the word over Satan. You know, Jesus used the word of God in Matthew 4. He came at Jesus, but Jesus didn't come and say, I'm this, I'm that. He said, man shall live out. He tried to turn the stone to bread. He knew Jesus was hungry. But Jesus, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Okay? Then he said, if you're the son of God, jump off this. Try to make you do suicide. Try to come in and buy food. Okay? Have you ever known when you go on a fast? Hold on, Pastor. All right. In Matthew 4.
What happened, Pastor Wanda? You dropped. You need to call back in. No, something happened with Blog Talk. I don't know what happened, okay? It's Blog Talk. It's Blog Talk Radio. I just messaged her and told her that you dropped the call back in. So, let's take a caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, what's up, Assam?
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
How is your black woman?
She's good.
She's doing what?
She was talking and she got cut off accidentally. I don't know what happened. I think it's something with blood.
She is selling her panties to strangers instead of going through the auction route.
No, it's not.
There are people who bid in good faith on those panties.
Well, the highest bid is at 700, okay?
I tried to call you yesterday.
Oh, you did?
You did not pick up my line.
I didn't know it was you.
Yes. How do you let that guy call your boyfriend Tony, tranny, a faggot? He called you a dirty Jew or whatever, but that is understandable. How do you let him talk about your boyfriend like that?
I don't let him talk about him like that.
He did.
Yeah, but I shut it down.
Well, next time he talks like that, man up. Tell him you must take off his head.
Okay.
But he does bring up some good points about the Jews.
Yeah, but you know, he's NSM, National Socialist Movement.
You could learn some things from him.
Wow.
Don't those people hate gay people too?
Yeah, they do.
So why are you so tolerant?
Because I'm tolerant. Okay, everybody has the right to come on here and talk.
Go. Bring on Pastor Kent then. Let him talk without hanging up on him.
He hasn't called in.
Signal to him. All right, don't wait on hold.
Well, I don't know what's going on. Okay. Hopefully
with
who?
The black woman?
She hasn't called back in yet.
Take another caller.
There's no callers.
Play some music.
Okay. All right. I'll play some music. Let's play a song called Stand by Donnie McClurkin.
That if there was an anthem for the church, it would be, tell me what do you do when you've done all, and it seems like it's never enough. Tell me what do you say? Thank you.
Allahu Akbar.
Wanda's back. Let's bring her on. Nope, Pastor Wanda's gone again. I was going to bring her on. I don't know what happened. Well, anyway. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, if we have a problem with Blog Talk Radio, maybe I'm just going to end the show, and we'll call it a night. Amen? All righty. God bless everybody. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay? Amen? God bless you. Yeah, I'm going to end the show.